FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Right now we've got Sandy Chicagnani.
Very good.
Is
Thank
it a 10, 10 out of 10?
10 Perfect. Out of 10.
Brilliant. And just tell us what you do, Sandy, because I know you do an awful lot.
Yeah, so I work for Community Action Isle of Wight. I've got a number of different roles, but the main one that I'm here to talk about is the Isle of Wight Volunteer Centre that I run.
And I've heard so many positive things about what volunteers do. I saw something on the telly yesterday. It was volunteers nationally, but it means the same thing, where they were talking about this young girl, teenager, saw something on the television, so she volunteered. Mm-hmm. And now she's looking after, you know, dogs and so on. And,
yeah. and it's just amazing what volunteers do.
It is. And it's just so lovely to see. And when you see young people doing it, it's inspirational.
It is.
I know it's not just for people that are of a certain age, got plenty of time on their hands.
Exactly. Volunteering can look like so many different things, you know, different things you can do in different ways. And yeah, once you start looking, I mean, we've got about 250 opportunities just on the island on our website, and that's not all of them. So,
wow.
Yeah.
So we'll give the website details out, but there's something specific you want to talk about.
Yes, this Saturday we've got a new event, so I'm quite excited about that. We're calling it the Heritage Fair, and basically what I'm doing is bringing together some of the museums and heritage organisations. A lot of them people don't know about, so I want to kind of bring them together, celebrate what they're doing, let people see them, a sort of a taster session, if you like, of all these museums in one place, to inspire people hopefully to go and visit the actual museums and heritage centres across the island.
Wow. Yeah. So, I mean, let me get my head around this. It's this Saturday.
It is, yeah.
So, and it's where? Where's
it taking
place?
It's at the department, which is the old Elizabeth Pax building on Cross Street. So that's 29 to 30 Cross Street in Ryde. It's right next to the bus stop.
I'm just trying to picture where that is. Did you say Elizabeth Pack?
Yes.
It's one of these old buildings, then. Yeah. If you look
it's
up, you'll see.
An old department store, several stories high.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's what street?
Cross Street. So top of Union Street.
And you come along there and there's some pedestrian crossings that are right nearby.
Right.
And a sweet shop.
Yeah, just before the Nationwide Building Society.
Yeah, I know where you are now. So that's where we are.
That's where we are, yeah. Come there from 11 till 3 on Saturday. Saturday the 4th of March.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's just a free
event. Yeah.
Okay, what can we expect to see? Who are we going to meet?
So I've got my list. I've got my list. So we have the Aviation Museum, which a lot of people don't know about yet. The Bus Museum, the Shipwreck Museum. These are not their official names, but that's what I've shortened them to. The Shipwreck Museum.
We know what you mean.
The Steam Railway are coming. We've got the Donald McGill Museum. You know, the naughty postcards.
Yes.
So they're all stored in Ryde. They're coming along with Historic Ryde. We've got the Isle of Wight Society. We've got West Wight Heritage, East Cowes Heritage, Ryde Social Heritage, Bembridge Heritage organisations. Who else have we got? We've got English Heritage coming, representing Osborne House, Carisbrook Castle, Yarmouth Castle. We've got the Gardens Trust. We've got the Glass Museum. We've got the Pooh Museum. Who else have we got? We've got Ryde Carnival coming. We've got White Coast Fossils. We've also got Scouting Heritage. I'm hoping I've mentioned all of them. And the Classic Boat Museum. I mustn't miss them. They've actually are bringing a whole boat with them, complete with sail. That's coming into the into the shop. I think I've listed all of them. Apologies if I've missed one, but
there are so many things that we've got.
Exactly.
And it's right here on our doorstep.
It is, and the majority of those rely heavily or entirely on volunteers.
For those people that were half listening, yes, there is a poo museum on the island.
Yep.
And to find out more...
Come along on Saturday.
Is it free?
It is.
It is
entirely
free.
Free.
And you can just turn up?
Turn up. No need to book. Just, you know, if you've got 10 minutes, pop in. If you want to stay the whole day, that's fine.
Have you ever done anything like this before? Like, you know, the museums and so on?
No. So I've done, you know, did the Island Volunteer Fair here at Riverside in January. That was very popular. But a lot of the heritage organisations said March was a better time to recruit volunteers. So whilst it's not just about recruiting volunteers, if you think you might have a bit of time to spare, you know, some of these organisations will be encouraging you to sort of volunteer if you can, if that's what you want to do.
Fantastic. But I mean, to be honest, you could go along and with volunteering in mind, but there's so many interesting people that you are going to meet, and you would be gobsmacked at the amount of things and people that are available to you right here on the island. How brilliant is that?
Exactly.
And you might just feel like, hey, hang on a minute, I'm going to be inspired and get involved.
Yeah.
How do we get involved as volunteers here on the island?
Well, the easiest way is to go to the website, which is iwvolunteer.org. You can just log in on any time you like. You can sign up and you can sort of see what's out there, register your interest. Or through that website, you can contact me, volunteer at actioniw.org, and arrange to have a sort of one-to-one interview over the phone or in person and just have a chat about, you know, what's right for you, really.
Brilliant. So this Saturday, get yourself to Ride. 4th of March. Where is it again?
11 till 3 at Department on Cross Street, 29 to 30 Cross Street.
And you can't miss it?
No. There'll be lots happening.
There'll be lots
of
people.
If you look in the window now, you know, it's quite spectacular.
Okay, brilliant.
All sorts of things in the window.
Excellent. It's really good to see you. I'm sorry it's so short, but you'll come back again soon, I'm sure.
I will. We've got another event in May, so I'll come back and tell you all about that as well.
Excellent. Good luck. I hope it goes really, really well on Saturday. Thank you, Sandy.